This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men for their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins.
Good morning, everyone. Can you hear me? Can everyone hear me? Again, I'm Niku. I'm still Niku. But I take you've all met me by now. So, we are looking today, we are continuing our series over summer of all-age services where we look at the Lord's Prayer and the different parts of the Lord's Prayer. And today, we're looking at the part of the Lord's Prayer that says, "Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us." And it's quite a significant passage because it says quite a lot. But I want to start by telling you a story. A Sunday school teacher had just concluded her lesson and wanted to make sure she had made her point. So she said, "Can anyone tell me what you must do before you can obtain forgiveness of sin?" I'm going to open that question to all of you. Can anyone of you tell me what you can, or what you must do before you can obtain forgiveness of sin? Anyone know? Anyone? Anyone want to hazard a guess? Right. Okay. Yeah. Sure. Okay. But the answer that someone in this Sunday school teacher's class said, there was a little boy at the back who raised his hand and said yes, and he said. You have to sin first. We all start somewhere. It has to start somewhere. Now, this kid wasn't wrong, of course, but Jesus tells us that after we've sinned, or when we have sinned, when we ask for his forgiveness, we have to do something to receive it first. We need something to open up the forgiveness for us. Now, I wonder, I'm going to ask another question, some interaction here. Has anyone opened anything recently, like this morning or this weekend? Has anyone opened anything? Yes? What did you open? Right, stack of posts, you opened envelopes. What did you use to open the envelopes? So you used little finger instead of the letter opener because you couldn't find it. Right, that makes, I do that all the time. I do it. Come on, let's be real. We do that all the time. I wonder if you can help me. Let's see if this works. There we go. How or what would we use to open this? It's a can of tomato soup. Anyone? Can you use your little finger? Probably not. We need a tool. What do we use to open a can of tomato soup? A can opener, exactly. That's right. Let's see. What would you use to open a banana, to peel a banana? Use your hands, probably. Yeah? Maybe? Yeah? Am I the only one doing that? Right. How would you open Steve Smith's defenses? Too soon? Too soon? Too soon? Get Jofra Archer? No? Too soon? Sorry about that. If you do know the answer to this, maybe you can just contact the England cricket team. I think they would desperately, especially, yeah, let's not go there. What would, if this door was locked, what would you open, or what would you use to open it? A key, that's right, you would use a key. And so, Jesus, as he tells the disciples how to pray, he says, there's one key for you to receive forgiveness, and that is to forgive others. God's forgiveness is always available and freely available to all of us, but we can only access it if we have forgiven those who hurts us or who sinned against us. And that is what Jesus says. I mean, it's really powerful verses, these. And forgiveness isn't always an easy thing to do, but Jesus expects it of us. He expects each of us to forgive others as we have been forgiven, as seen in the video of the unforgiving servant we just watched. Now, it can be really difficult at times, but it's never impossible. Has anyone ever had to forgive anyone else? And it was really, really difficult. It's not always easy, is it? C.S. Lewis said that the key to us receiving forgiveness is to forgive others. And he said this: to be a Christian means to forgive the inexcusable, because God has forgiven the inexcusable in you. Now, it's important to remember that we're not earning our forgiveness by forgiving others. We are merely opening up ourselves to receive God's forgiveness. The price has been paid by Jesus Christ on the cross. We can't earn anything from God because the price has been paid. But for us to be able to receive that forgiveness and receive that salvation, we need to forgive as well. We need to free ourselves and rid ourselves of hatred hatred and unforgiving nature. If we say we follow Jesus, it must show in some way. And it shows usually in the way that we forgive others. It is only through God's transforming love that we can forgive like Jesus forgives, like God forgives, that turns a heart of stone into a heart of flesh. So what is forgiveness? What is forgiveness? If it's so important for us to receive forgiveness from God, we need to know what forgiveness is, right? So what is forgiveness? Let's start by looking at what forgiveness is not. Forgiveness is not denying that we've been hurt, or that we've been hard done by, or that we've been wronged in some way. It's not denying, it's not turning a blind eye and saying, oh, I'm just ignoring that. That is not what forgiveness is. And we'll come to the opposite of that in a bit. Forgiveness is also not the opposite of justice. If we look at who God is, and we say God is both just and merciful and forgiving, all of those things are combined in one God that we follow. So we can't say that forgiveness is the opposite to justice, because God is both just and also forgiving. Does that make sense? Yeah? And then lastly, forgiveness is definitely not a feeling. We can't forgive when we feel like it. We can't only forgive when we feel like it, when we're in a happy mood, or when we've dealt with our troubles, or when we've dealt with our sorrow, or our grief, or our hurt. That is not the way round that things work. We don't deal with other people's problems first and then feel okay to forgive them. Here's a question. Have any of you, and I've done this a couple of times, have any of you ever been in a situation where you thought, I'm confessing here. So this happens to me when I drive a lot, where I think, yeah, maybe I shouldn't say out loud what I think. So when I'm driving and I see other drivers cutting me off or doing something that I, from my point of view, feel that is ridiculous. How can you even think of doing that? Does that happen to anyone? Yes? Okay, I'm sure I've been the cause of many of those things, so I apologize for that. And then, after a while, just driving behind this person that just cut me off, I realized that they were actually on their way to the hospital or in a rush to get somewhere. And then I feel kind of sad, and I think, okay, it's fine. I forgive you. Now you've deserved your forgiveness. You were actually right in doing this. And that is actually the opposite of what Jesus is telling us. He says, it doesn't matter how you feel. It doesn't matter that this person has apologized or not. What I'm expecting of you is to forgive first. And so let's look at what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is letting go of bitterness and hatred and the things that really hold us back. Those things the grudges we hold against other people. The stuff that we can't forget about other people. That one time, I read a tweet recently, and it was like a joke kind of thing, where this guy said, flinching is a necessary part of human evolution, and so it's a really important part for people to stay safe. Flinching is really important, and I want everyone to know this. Even the guy who made me flinch at camp in 1991, it's really important that we do flinch. Just to let you know. And I read this and I thought, yeah, we kind of hold on to things for very, very long times, don't we? We kind of hold on to these things that those hurts, those injustices, the words that hurt us, the stuff that people said about us, the stuff that our friends maybe did that we didn't expect. And we kind of hold on to that. But if we look at what the Bible says here, what Jesus teaches his disciples, is that forgiveness is about letting go of all of that. Letting go of all of that. And I'm sure you all of you are thinking of that song right now, yeah? Frozen? You know the song? Madeleine? Yeah? You want to sing the song? You don't want to sing the song. Let's sing it together. Let it go. Let it go. I don't know the words anymore. Forgiveness is about letting go of those things, of those feelings, of those grudges that we tend to hold on to. Forgiveness is also very necessary. Forgiveness is necessary for our own well-being. Because in the end, holding on to grudges and holding on to those wrongs and keeping on remembering those things is bad for us and not for the person we are holding the grudge against. I think it was Nelson Mandela who said, not forgiving someone is like drinking poison expecting the other person to die. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. Forgiveness is very necessary. And then lastly, forgiveness, as we've mentioned before, is the key to receiving forgiveness ourselves. There's a story I heard of two brothers who were fighting, and so they went to their mother and started fighting. He said this, no, he said this, and he did this. You know how it goes. And so the mother helped them make up and sort of bring peace and so on, and to finish off and to kind of bring closure and to let them go in peace, she said, now wish something for your brother, for the other person, for this next month. Wish them something. Wish. What do you wish for them? Something good. Let's make it something good. And then the oldest brother said, I wish for him whatever he is wishing for me. And then the younger brother said, see, he's starting up again. Forgiveness is the key for us to receive forgiveness. Now, I need a helper. I need someone to help. Yes, come on up. I actually need a couple of helpers. I need more than one helper. I need people with breath, who can blow up balloons. Who can blow up balloons? Let's see. Is anyone allergic to rubber or balloons? Just yeah. Cool. Let's go. Let's give you one, Anke, as well. There we go. You want to blow that one up? Blow up that one. There we go. How many do we have? What? There we go. Can you blow that one up? Let's see. Thank you, Zhao. You've been volunteered. Anyone else? Maybe on this side? Yeah. Thank you, Elaine. Thanks, Graham. There we go. Just there. A balloon. Let's see. Yeah, there we go. Oh, there we go. Great. So I want everyone to blow up these balloons, and then what's going to happen is, as soon as it is blown up, and you've made a knot in it, you can just bring it to the front and give it to our lovely volunteer. And we're going to see how many balloons she can hold. Okay, come on up, Sarah. There we go. First one. Let's see. Can you hold it? Yeah, there we go. How many balloons can she hold? Right. That's it. Yeah, bring them all to the front. Yeah. You want the pink balloon? Okay. There we go. That's it. Do we have more balloons? Yeah, come on in. Bring them to the front. There we go. There's another one. Yeah, let's keep them coming. You're doing great. You're doing well. I see you have some encouragement as well. Yeah, keep them coming. Do we have more? More balloons? There we go. There's another one. There we go. That's it. You're doing great. Keep it up. You're doing great. Yeah, keep hold, keep them up. Right, you're doing, yeah, well, yeah, you were doing great.
It's just like God can only hold that much.
Yeah, Madeline just said it's just like God only can hold that much. That many balloons. Right, so, thank you. Thank you for our helpers. So, well done. I was actually thinking you should keep hold of these for a bit longer. So pick them up again. There you go. That's it. You're doing great. Thank you. There we go. Oh. There we go. Good. You're doing great. You're doing well. There we go. Right. So what if I told you that you can have these two boxes of Oreo Thins? Would you want them? Here. Just for the record, she's nodding her head. Yes, in the affirmative. What do you need to do to get these? You have a free hand. There's another balloon. That's it. I'll give it back to you. What if the grudges and the stuff we hold on to against other people are like these balloons? And though we have forgiveness to receive, it's freely offered, we can only pick it up once we've dropped all the balloons. There you go. Those are biscuits. Those are chocolates. You can buy them at any store. These were balloons. They were really light. But the thing about unforgiveness and holding grudges, holding on to wrongs done to us, is they are far heavier sometimes than holding on to balloons. They can wear us down. They can make us tired. They can hold us back from all that God has in store for us. And those are just biscuits. How much greater, how much more powerful, how much more majestic and wonderful can a life lived freely, forgiven, receiving all the blessing and all the goodness God has for us be than those biscuits? Let's take a moment of quiet. And these are verses from one of my favorite psalms, Psalm 139, the last two verses of that psalm. And it's something that I have to be intentional about reading and praying very often. And I want to give you this opportunity now to pray this as well. We're going to do a prayer activity later on. But let this be the start. Let's ask God. Let's say, search me, God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Shall we pray that again, out loud together? Search me, God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So let us pray together. Father God, thank you that you offer your forgiveness to us all freely. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have paid the price on the cross, and that through you we can receive forgiveness when and as we forgive others. Father, will you point out those things that we still need to forgive, those things that we still need to address, and may we live lives honoring you and the freedom that is in you and the blessing and the forgiveness and the love that we can receive from you. In Jesus' name, amen.